Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of March 25th, 2024. ISIS terrorists kill at least 139 people in a Russian concert hall attack. An anti-government extremist was handed a life sentence for a security guard killing. A Hezbollah terrorist caught at the U.S.-Mexico border intended to make a bomb and head to New York. Federal officials warn governors of foreign hackers' water infrastructure cyber attacks. Let's get into these stories. According to media reports, ISIS Khorasan terrorists killed at least 139 individuals and injured more than 100 others on March 22nd when they stormed a concert hall near Moscow, Russia, in the country's deadliest terrorist attack in almost two decades. Gunmen in combat gear shot some of the more than 6,000 concertgoers at close range and set the venue ablaze. 14 hours after the massacre, authorities arrested four suspects 250 miles southwest of Moscow. 32-year-old Dalerjan Mirzoyev, 30-year-old Saidakrami Rachabalazoda, 25-year-old Shamsuddin Faraduni, and 19-year-old Mukhammad Sirbir Faizov. All four attackers are reportedly from the former Soviet Republic of Tajikistan. Three of the captured men pleaded guilty to terrorism charges in court on March 24th. Authorities have yet to confirm the fourth suspect's plea. During their court hearing, the accused appeared badly beaten and tortured, including Faizov, who reportedly slipped in and out of consciousness while in a wheelchair. ISIS-K claimed responsibility for the deadly attack in a statement on its affiliated social media accounts. U.S. authorities confirmed the claim, however, the Kremlin alleged that the perpetrators planned to flee to Ukraine. Ukrainian officials vehemently denied any involvement. U.S. officials warned Russian authorities in early March about a planned terrorist attack in Moscow and advised Americans to avoid large gatherings. ISIS-K is the same terrorist group that killed 13 American service members at Abbey Gate during the hasty U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. 34-year-old Robert Justice Jr. of Millbrae, California, and his co-defendant Stephen Carrillo, who previously pleaded guilty, are affiliated with the Boogaloo Movement, a loosely structured anti-government faction convinced of an impending second U.S. civil war. A jury last year convicted Justice for his part in the shooting death of Officer Dave Patrick Underwood and the wounding of his partner, Sombat Mikovic, on May 29, 2020. Carrillo, a former U.S. Air Force sergeant, admitted to shooting the guards with an AR-style rifle from the back of the van driven by Justice. Days after the shooting, Carrillo ambushed sheriff's deputies in Santa Cruz County, who were responding to a report of a van containing firearms and bomb-making materials, killing an officer and injuring several other law enforcement officials. In a plea deal, Carrillo received 41 years in prison for murdering Underwood, and a life sentence without parole for killing the sheriff's deputy. On March 9th, authorities apprehended a self-identified Hezbollah affiliate and undocumented Lebanese migrant near the southern U.S. border, where he reportedly admitted his intent to construct an explosive upon reaching New York. Following his capture near El Paso, Texas, 22-year-old Basil Bissell Ibadi told U.S. Border Patrol agents he was, quote, going to try to make a bomb. He later said he was attempting to flee Lebanon and Hezbollah because, quote, he didn't want to kill people on their behalf. He also said, once you're in, you can never get out. The detainee trained with Hezbollah for 7 years and served as an active member guarding weapons locations for another 4 years, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement documents. Ibadi said his training focused on jihad and killing individuals who were not Muslim. He also admitted to using a fake identity in Sweden, Panama, and in Ecuador, where he claims his father resides. Ibadi had originally hoped to go to New York and then move around the country. Authorities transferred Ibadi to the Tactical Terrorism Response Team after he allegedly made terroristic threats to personnel. On March 19th, federal government officials warned state leaders to take cybersecurity measures to protect against ongoing threats to U.S. water systems by foreign hackers linked to Iran and China. These attacks have the potential to disrupt the critical lifeline of clean and safe drinking water, as well as impose significant costs on affected communities. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said, "These attacks have the potential to disrupt the critical lifeline of clean and safe drinking water, as well as impose significant costs on affected communities." They also noted that drinking water and wastewater facilities are attractive targets to hackers because these utilities often lack the resources and technical capacity to adopt the latest cybersecurity practices. Sullivan and Reagan cited a November 2023 attack in which cyber criminals affiliated with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps disabled a controller used at a Pennsylvania water facility. The incident stemmed from the facility's officials neglecting to change the default manufacturer password. Sullivan and Reagan also called out Chinese hacking group Volt Typhoon for compromising information technology of drinking water and other critical infrastructure systems in the U.S. and its territories. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and is considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP, at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.